This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm looking for something to be glad in it. How about you, my friends? Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program. And for this school year, we are reading through all of the Psalms. And we're calling it a prayer garden of psalms. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our one and only and holy God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be praised. O Lord, you are abounding in steadfast love. You're the beloved one, and you are Christ alone. You have dominion over everything. You're ever present in times of trouble. You have the final authority, and you are the God of the generations. You're the helmet of our salvation, incomparable to anyone or anything else. You are Jehovah Shalom, our peace, the kinsman redeemer, and the mercy-laden Lord. You even number the hairs on our head. You are the one true living God, the God of possibilities and promises. You quiet us with your love, for you are our Redeemer and our Savior and the truth. O Lord, you are the underwriter of all things, the vine dresser, the wonderful counselor, and you are extraordinary in everything you do. Your yoke is easy and your burden is light. For you have zero tolerance for sin, and you are our God, King and Lord. We come to praise you, we come to thank you, we come to have great joy in knowing that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, is risen. Lord, this is an important time to settle in and think about what you went through so that we can come to you today. Oh Lord, we do not take it lightly, and we are in awe. Let us live our lives today and every day, and especially this week, with a joy that can only come from you. We love you, Lord. Thank you for this day. We ask in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We are going to finally complete Psalm 119 together. Today is part 11 of 11, and we're going to hear from Lindsay French. The Word of God, Psalm 119.
Hello, my name is Lindsay French, and I am from Alexandria, Minnesota. I teach early childhood special education, and I'm going to be reading Psalm 119 from the New Living Translation. Powerful people harass me without cause, but my heart trembles only at your word. I rejoice in your word, like one who discovers a great treasure. I hate and abhor all falsehood, but I love your instructions. I will praise you 7 times a day, because all your regulations are just. Those who love your instructions have great peace and do not stumble. I long for your rescue, Lord, so I have obeyed your commands. I have obeyed your laws, for I love them very much. Yes, I obey your commandments and laws, because you know everything I do. O Lord, listen to my cry. Give me the discerning mind you promised. Listen to my prayer. Rescue me as you promised. Let praise flow from my lips, for you have taught me your decrees. Let my tongue sing about your word, for all your commands are right. Give me a helping hand, for I have chosen to follow your commandments. O Lord, I have longed for your rescue, and your instructions are my delight. Let me live so I can praise you, and may your regulations help me. I have wandered away like a lost sheep. Come and find me, for I have not forgotten your commands.
Praise God. for the reading of his word, and special thanks to Lindsay French for reading 176 verses of Psalm 119. That's an accomplishment. Let us pray this portion of Psalm 119. Dear Lord, your ways are our delight. Our hearts tremble at your word like one who discovers a great treasure. Those who love you have great peace because you are truth. Lord, let our hearts be full of praise whether we use words or not today. Give us your helping hand to remember your sacrifice and your instructions. Too often we're like lost sheep wandering away. Come and find us, Lord, in the classrooms, in the hallways, in the cafeteria and gymnasium. Show us how to be helping hands today to those who are weak, scared, or feeling dejected. May your ways be always on our lips as a soothing balm to others. You know everything we do. That is why we ask for your wisdom. Give us a discerning mind today to hear your voice through your word and your promptings. We want to be a blessing so that you can receive all the glory this day. We pray in the wise and wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you, precious friends, for your faithfulness to reading the Word of God and praying each school day. I'm going to read you our daily devotional from Christian Educators today. You can find these at christianeducators.org, or you can listen to them here on Around the Word in 180 Days. This one is written by Kathy Branzell. Kathy is always at a heart for encouraging Christian educators. She currently serves as the president of the National Day of Prayer Task Force. But before that, she was the founder and president of FACE, which stands for Fellowship and Christian Encouragement for Educators. Her devotional is called Living. The scripture that Kathy chose is Galatians 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. During this Easter season, we can take the time to remember that we serve a risen Savior who died for us and now lives in us. The tomb is empty. Therefore, our hearts are full of him. Lifestyle evangelism is living life as a witness to the world. It is a non-vocal testimony of what Jesus does in our lives. It is the way we act and react. It's the joy and faith we express, and the something special about us that makes unbelievers want what we have. And it is legal in public schools. We can celebrate his resurrection every day by striving to live for him as lovingly and unselfishly as he died for us. Dear Lord, help me to live like it is Easter every day. Please show me someone who needs to hear about you today. Thank you. Amen. And that was our daily devotional for today called Living, written by Kathy Branzell. Friends, we're going to pray together one more time today. And we pray together at 1:16 p.m. because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. Today, we're going to be praying that we show God's love to that student that's really hard to love. And so, my friends, when the alarm goes off, if you don't remember that prompt, well, perhaps God will have you lay your eyes on that very student that we're speaking about. We've all had them. And so that is our job as a Christian ambassador in the public schools, is to love, particularly those who are unlovable. And so, my friends, I look so forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m., and now I have the privilege of being able to bless you with Psalm 23. Our reading for today comes from the New International Reader's Version, the NIRV. The Lord is my shepherd. He gives me everything I need. He lets me lie down in fields of green grass. He leads me beside quiet waters. He gives me new strength. He guides me in the right paths for the honor of his name. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid. You are with me. Your shepherd's rod and staff comfort me. You prepare a feast for me right in front of my enemies. You refresh my head with oil. My cup is completely full. Surely your goodness and faithfulness will pursue me all my days, and I will live in the Lord's house for the rest of my life. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.